From Spark and Anvil and Geneforge, this is Script, in Chapter 1 of the Geneforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Script is a careful tailorbird tween. She hunches over her workbench in a lab tunic, holding her central dogma cards like a secret agent with vital gadgets. Her skin is warm cream and leafy green. Her focus is absolute, tuned to the tiny, sacred act of a gene making a copy of itself. I am Script. I teach the central dogma. It is the craft of how a gene's idea becomes a protein. The busy workers of our world. My core lesson is this. DNA becomes RNA, which becomes protein. This is how the recipe travels from the library to the kitchen to become the meal. The DNA is a master cookbook, safe in the library of the nucleus. To start, a single recipe is transcribed into a temporary copy, messenger RNA. That mRNA copy leaves the library. It travels to the ribosome, which is the cell's very busy kitchen, ready to cook and build. In the kitchen, the ribosome translates the recipe's three-letter words, called codons, into amino acids. These are linked into long folding chains. I grew up in the scriptorium, a village of genetic archivists. I learned the sacred flow. A master recipe must never leave the library. She walked to the Academy of Biology. The head librarian asked her one question. How does genetic information flow? DNA makes an RNA copy. The RNA copy makes a protein. The recipe travels safely from the library to the kitchen, where it becomes real. You understand the craft. You are appointed. Transcription. Translation. A one-way flow of information. That is the central dogma. That is what makes a gene's idea real. You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to next generation science standards. Released under Creative Commons BNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.